Daily Minutes, nummer 1452, met een uitzending van vandaag, 27 oktober 2018. Dus het bulletin van zaterdag. Today's bulletin will be completely in English. Het bulletin van vandaag is geheel in het Engels. We beginnen met het nieuws van de ERRL. En vervolgens is er de column van Onno, VK6 FLAB.
This is ERRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, October 26th. A tense situation involving a Norwegian radio amateur that reached the diplomatic and foreign ministry level in the African Republic of Chad has been resolved. Kenneth Opskar, LA7GIA, had only operated as TT8KO for about a day before security police shut down his station on October 10th. At that point, he'd logged and uploaded 2,150 contacts and had installed all antennas except a 160-meter vertical. Opskar considered the incident a minor distraction until he was told that he had to remain in Chad pending undetermined scrutiny of his station and activity. Now, after having been detained in Chad for more than a week, Opskar said on October 24th that he's free to go. According to comments published in DX World, Opskar said, quote, I received the news that I can leave Chad immediately. I am not allowed to transmit. All antennas are to be taken down today before sunset because there is a presidential event at the hotel tomorrow and he will be here. Hotel is now packed with VIPs, police, and military personnel. I am done with sightseeing, so my flight is booked for tomorrow, unquote. Opskar said the many encouraging emails every day from DXers around the world helped to keep up his spirits. He said the staff of the hotel where he's staying had been very supportive, too. Licensed since 1992, Opskar has operated either solo or with another radio amateur from Malawi, Comoros, Equatorial Guinea, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, and Chad. According to the reports, the VP6D expedition to Ducey Island has been heard throughout the world, despite mediocre propagation conditions. DX Summit indicates activity on 160 through 15 meters on SSB, CW, and FT8. However, in a recent report from the island, the D expedition members stated that some FT8 callers were using the wrong version of FT8. The correct version is WSJTX 1.9.1 in DX mode in Hound configuration. The SSB camp, located at the main camp, has four stations and has been handling all modes for the moment. The D expedition is set to continue until November 3rd. Boy Scouts of America Jamboree on the Air Coordinator Jim Wilson, K5ND, is urging participants to file post-Jamboree reports. Jamboree on the Air took place over the October 19th through the 21st weekend. Wilson said, quote, It's critical that we demonstrate the activity level for this event to support further work in developing support systems, information, and activities for the 2019 JOTA event, unquote. World Radio Sport Team Championship 2018, or WRTC 2018, Chairperson Christian Jansen, DL1MGB, says QSL cards for contacts with the competing Y8 prefix stations now are on order at the printers. Jansen said, quote, It is not always easy to keep up the pace after such a big event like the WRTC 2018, but we are moving forward, unquote. WRTC 2018 will not automatically send QSL cards, but everyone who wants a paper QSL card will get one. Jansen said all logs have been uploaded to ClubLog for request via the online QSL request system, and he recommends using it to request cards by Y8 call sign. In a letter to ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, on Friday, October 19th, Dwayne Allen, WY7FD, resigned as director of the Rocky Mountain Division due to time constraints and competing duties with work and family. In accordance with Article 7 of the Articles of Association, Vice Director Jeff Ryan, K0RM, will assume the director position immediately. The vice director position remains vacant.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, October 26th. Even though the sun is as spotless as it ever was, the solar flux index has actually drifted up to about 71. Other than some geomagnetic disturbances expected over the weekend, things have been relatively quiet. Conditions on the HF bands have improved somewhat, as evidenced by the good signals received from the Ducey Island D expedition. Even hams with very modest stations have managed to break through the pileups on bands as high as 15 meters. This may turn out to be one of the most popular D expeditions of 2018, and the propagation gods appear to be smiling on it for now. On VHF and UHF, 6-meter sporadic E activity has fallen off considerably. But put a note in your calendars to be watchful for the traditional winter surge that will begin in about a month and last until the end of February. The FT8 operators will be in especially good positions to take advantage of these weaker openings. For now, a nor'easter churning up the East Coast is setting off tropo openings on 2 meters and 222 megahertz. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Among one of the satellites we spoke about in the past few weeks was UCUBE-1, which is spelled UKUBE. It was launched in 2014 and completed its 14-month mission in September of 2015. After that, it was turned on for amateur use and has been working great since. However, sometime in the past week, the satellite went silent. Hams have listened for it since and have not heard anything. We will have to await further analysis of the telemetry to see if it was something in the satellite itself that failed. There will be a new satellite in space soon. Jordan is launching their first CubeSat, named after the late King Hussein, JY-1, and will be called JY-1SAT. The satellite has just been integrated onto the launch platform. The satellite will be able to transmit stored images along with a voice message recorded by the Crown Prince. The images will be transmitted in SSDV digital format. Besides these capabilities, the satellite will also have a linear transponder. The uplink is 435.100 through 435.120. That'll be CW and lower sideband. The downlink is on 145.855 through 145.875 MHz, CW and upper sideband. Telemetry is on 145.840 MHz using the FunCube BPSK format. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.
I'm Ono of the Foundations of Amateur Radio podcast in Australia, and you're listening to the Daily Minutes by Papa Alpha Zero Echo Tango Echo. Foundations of Amateur Radio. Get on air and make some noise is a phrase I use often to encourage amateurs to be active on air and use the bands that are available to us. One thing that's often glossed over is how to actually make that noise. It can be scary to make that first contact. If you've got your radio installed, your antenna erected, your operating position set up just right, and you're ready to actually key your microphone, how do you do that? And how do you get the attention of those around you? First things first, you need to establish if your radio is actually working as expected. If you're using a UHF or VHF radio, often the simplest way is to find a local repeater, key up your radio and give your call sign. The result should be at least a carrier, a beep, or a call sign in Morse code. Some repeaters even have a voice ident, so you can hear that your action of keying the push-to-talk had an effect. If that isn't working, then there are lots of things you can troubleshoot, but that's for another day. If you want to do the same on HF, unless you happen to be in a position that there is a repeater within propagation distance, generally only on the 6-meter and 10-meter bands, then you're essentially out of luck. There isn't a beep or a carrier or a voice ident to be found. This means we have to solve the problem in a different way. First of all, if you cannot hear any stations, the chances of someone hearing you are slim. So the first thing to do is to check that the squelch on your radio is set to allow all signals to arrive at your speaker. Then find a band where it's noisy. When I say noisy, find one where there is lots of hiss. Generally speaking, an open band, one where propagation is getting a signal to you, makes noise. Lots of noise. There are exceptions to this, but for now, find the noise. Depending on how you have your antenna set up, you need to make sure that you're using the right antenna for the band you're using. Some antennas work on multiple bands, others only on one. It depends entirely on what you have got hanging off the end of your radio. Once you've found the noisiest band, go hunting for beeps, as in Morse code beeps, or voices, or digital sounds. Find a signal. Find evidence of activity. If you have multiple noisy bands, check them all. You might recall that this is all dependent on the ionosphere, so depending on what's going on with the sun, things will change. Sometimes within a minute, an hour, or weeks. Generally, there is a difference between day and night and sunrise and sunset, so experiment. Once you've found some activity, you need to find someone to talk to. If the voice you hear is weak, look for a strong one. The stronger the better. While this isn't universally true, it's a good starting experience. Every radio and antenna combination has a sweet spot on where you know that they can hear you, but you don't know yet what that sweet spot is. So trial and error is the way to go. HF is not like the local repeater. The people on HF can be anywhere on the planet. They might be there for the first time or for the third time that day, having been on air for 60 years. It's hard to tell. A good analogy is to think of a sports stadium with 100,000 people in it. There are people all around you and you're trying to make contact with one of them. You can pick their frequency, but they're likely to be talking to someone else. You might be interrupting a daily chat, a regular net, or happen upon a contest or a special event station. You don't know which one it is, and sometimes you can't hear both sides of the conversation. So before you key your microphone and make some noise, listen to what is going on. Once you've figured out that the station you're hearing might be amenable to talking, wait for a break in the conversation. Key your microphone and just say your call sign phonetically, once. If there's no break, that's a good indication that the other station doesn't want to talk to you, unless there's an endless stream of stations, in which case the going might be tough and you might be there for a while. If the other station acknowledges your call, great, you just made contact. Confirm that you have their call sign and that they have yours. Write it down with the time and frequency. Then start with exchanging information. Start with a signal report. In the beginning, less is more. Your first name and city is often more than enough. All we're doing is establishing that we can talk to someone and that they can talk to us. Don't overdo it. Get a feeling for what's going on. Then do it again. And again. Before long, you'll have some experience on how to get on air and make some noise, and you can start learning about improving your skills, becoming familiar with your radio, and being an active amateur. Hopefully that wasn't so scary, and remember, every amateur had to make their first contact one day, even those who have been on air for longer than you've been alive. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
It all started in 1906.
Hello?
Come celebrate 100 years of voice over the airwaves with Ham Radio.
Hello.
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 It's your world. Come get on the radio and say hello.
Daily Minutes zijn dagelijks vanaf ongeveer 1900 uur te beluisteren. De uitzending wordt een dag later om 10:30 ochtends herhaald. Alle mail is welkom op het adres x@xdv.me. Dat is ook te vinden rechts bovenaan de webpagina van de uitzendingen www.pa0ete.nl. De Daily Minutes toont iedere dag weer aan de hand van schokkende voorbeelden hoe een hobby mensenlevens kan veranderen. De internetfaciliteiten en studiohardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl. 70MHzShop.nl.
Toch is het leuk zo'n bovenregionale repeater.
En eigenlijk gaat het ook best goed.
Ja, zeker als je je bedenkt hoe groot het bereik is.
Ja, en hoe druk het is.
Eigenlijk zijn er maar twee grote ergernissen.
Inderdaad, dat mensen geen lange break laten.
Voor de Echolink gebruikers.
En dat de mensen de repeater te lang alleen voor hun eigen gebruiken.
Inderdaad.
Als het zo druk is, moet je eerlijk delen.
Dus mensen, gebruik de repeater niet te lang alleen voor je eigen.
En microfoon naar retour.